Hey babe, I'm heading out for a round of golf.
Have fun, keep me updated on your score, and take videos so I can see.
Will do.
And I packed a dozen long drinks in your bag, so call me for a ride.
Wow, yeah, okay, will do, babe.
I would love to pick you and your drunk buddies up before noon.
Sounds good. Drop it in the slot. Rotate better.
Are you practicing your swing?
Yeah, I am a little bit. Why?
Bedroom now.
Oh.
Hey babe, I'm gonna do my own thing from Thursday morning until Sunday night. So make sure you watch every single hole of the golf tournament.
Okay, yeah, no problem, can do.
And bet our mortgage on the winner, you'll get it this time.
I'm in on plus 6,000 on Bubba.
Hurry to wash a golf. Katie, real quick, can I go stink up your bathroom?
Don't use the guest bath, go take a dump in the master.
Happy birthday, America.
You did it.
Mm-hmm. 2023. It's amazing, man. Yeah, big plans. We're recording this
on
the 3rd.
Yeah, Monday, July 3rd.
I'm having a pool day. What about you?
Having a lake day. I know you love
hey,
a lake.
Gotta be in water. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Rachel and I are leaving straight from the podcast studio up to a lake in Iowa. Don't ask me which one because I don't know.
How far is it?
I think like 3 hours.
Really?
Okay. Des Moines.
There's a lake around there?
I don't know.
I'm just trusting her.
I mean, how many? I feel like in the Midwest, there's way more lakes than I thought.
So
there were.
Way more lakes than oceans.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
100%. Yeah.
Wow.
There's just a time I was trying to do a lake weekend, and I felt like Iowa was pretty skim on the lakes, actually.
Was this a time when only Iowa allowed sports betting?
Yeah, it was like trying to do a weekend for March Madness
wow,
at a lake house.
You know him so well.
Not a lot of lakes.
Well,
They just plant over them. They just fill them in.
Yeah, we may not be going to a lake. It might be like people fishing at a pond.
Yeah, Iowa's lakes, or it's just like a sea of grass. Like it's
yeah.
the grass lake.
It's yeah. corn kernels.
If you drive fast enough, you can ski on it.
It's like the Fall Girl video. It's like that's their lake. Those like corn kernels.
Oh,
corn
just a
pits.
Pit of gross corn.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everyone's enjoying it, and hope you're not working on July 3rd. That's lame.
Well, yeah, if they're listening
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, Katie. Katie was. We stayed in Atlanta. So we got to talk about the tour weekend. All-time tour weekend. Thanks to everyone who came out, packed out all the shows. And we stayed in Atlanta. Katie's from there, has friends there. Good time. And then, of course, it's the end of the run. Hang out all day. Late Sunday flight. Gets delayed. And so we were just like, get us home.
Yeah.
And she's. Midway through the flight home, she looks over and she goes, not going to lie, dreading the podcast tomorrow. And I was like, come on, get it together. And I was going back and forth. I was like, I mean, okay, if you just need to. I'm like, yeah, well, actually, you know what? No.
I never said
everybody's
I was,
working.
I never said I wasn't going to be here.
I know.
I told him this morning, I said, I'm complaining to you as a wife. When we get there as coworkers, you won't hear a word.
Yeah, I'll turn it up.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got to separate.
We had a combo about this. I'm thinking about making this a bit. Do y'all's wives do this? Katie likes to just, every 30 minutes, she'll walk by and go like, okay, I'm having a touch of heartburn. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. There's a little muscle right by my shoulder blade. It's just tweaked. It feels a little weird.
He doesn't want to know how I'm feeling.
There's things I'm dealing with. I don't feel like I'd be like, Katie, excuse me.
Hey, headphones down.
Headphones down real quick. Yeah, this ear, tiny ring.
But the thing is that I do know all of your ailments.
No, you don't actually. You don't
eventually
actually.
You do tell me all of them.
Woke up this morning, left foot. Felt a little sore. I didn't run that by you. Do y'all feel like they do that?
I've not gotten to that point in a relationship yet.
Katie, did your wife do that, Derek?
Or? Yeah, when you get a text, too. Those are the best ones. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, from afar. Yeah. Ooh, well, yeah, I'd be on the road. She's like, woke up with like a crick in my neck. Okay.
Well, just
but it's
in
really,
case.
It's really minimal stuff, too. You'll just be like, I just,
you know.
A little off.
Yeah, a little off.
You ever feel that way? Every time the answer is no. I don't understand what you're going through.
Are you
hormones?
Yeah.
Are you saying, Katie, like, let's say something tragically happens to you, and they're like, did she have any symptoms? You'll be able to like, well,
yes,
I had a pinch
in my shoulder blade. I told you about it.
What if I all of a sudden am in a coma, and it's like, well, you know, yeah, what led up to this?
What happened? It's like, I don't know,
officer, I can help.
She had heartburn.
She was feeling a little.
She had
off.
A headache, and she was feeling.
What is the
off?
Diagnosis?
Hey, grab a pen, write this down. Uh-huh. Literally this morning, she said, I feel weird.
Yes.
Test her
funny,
hormones.
A bit funny.
Test
what
her
do,
hormones.
What do we think that is?
Yeah, look that up in your book. See what that leads
Very
to.
Very medical terms.
It wasn't a total nightmare, but we were delayed quite a bit, and it was late, and then we got back, and the baggage claim just stopped moving, and just a siren went off for 20 minutes.
I know. Thankfully, Thomas was already awake and just
and
kind
it
of...
finally started again.
Yeah. Jeez. At like, what, midnight is when you land?
Or probably 11:30, yeah. I mean,
just a siren went off.
But slept like a baby, feeling good, ready to rock, and a great weekend of shows. Thank you for everyone who came to shows. Thank you for everyone who's bought tickets to the new shows. TreyKinney.com/tour. Holy cow. Y'all are killing it. We're gonna... Few cities are... They're getting skimpy on tickets already, so don't sleep. Boston's killing it.
Cool.
I knew I bought... It's my agent's book shows, but sometimes you know, I got to make... I still can make choices, right? And there's times where I'm like, I don't know, is that too small? Should we do this? Boston was one. I was like, I believe in Boston.
Let's do a bigger venue.
Let's do bigger, and I think we're going to do a couple shows, and looking good. Phoenix, too. It's been a minute since we're at Phoenix.
Yeah.
Phoenix, they're buying the tickets. So thank you all. Get the tickets.
Yeah,
and
thank you to everyone who's came, who will come, and to the special people who left a comment and said something like, really, no Jacksonville, when we were just there like a week and a half ago.
I've talked about that. I woke up to an email the other day that was like, Trey, where's San Diego? And it's like 96 hours after we left San Diego. Guys, I'm trying so hard to tell you. I don't know what else to do.
No one wants you guys to know the tour dates more than Trey.
Yeah, exactly.
I promise you.
I'm trying so hard.
Actually,
why didn't you tell me?
Actually, if you go to a secret website, you can actually find all of the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hidden.
You have to be a real true
They'll
fan.
Go, what website? They're like, I went to your website, but there was also this other website where they were for sale for 300 euros. Which one do I buy it from? It's like, come on. I'm trying to tell you. Reminds me of it. We were in Atlanta, the home of Chick-fil-A, and I went to a Chick-fil-A.
Good job.
The first time, maybe in anyone's history, where I got into an altercation with a Chick-fil-A employee because they were so mean to me.
I want to hear about this.
Yeah.
I didn't think this was possible.
I thought you were going to say it was like mayhem and it felt like a VIP meet and greet going to Atlanta Chick-fil-A.
This was some weird off-brand Chick-fil-A. It was out by the venue and it was like a kind of a drive-through and like walk-up only outside. It's like a snow cone stand.
Like a Scooter's coffee.
Yeah. And all right, I'm just trying to get a couple iced coffees.
Okay.
For me and my buddy. And
did you go to a Scooter's coffee?
Yeah. I was like, they kept saying venti, and I was just getting furious. So I walk up and I just go, I'll have two black cold brews.
Okay.
And this probably 60-year-old man immediately just like, okay, you want what? Cold coffee? So immediately my confidence is plummeting. just the black cold brew.
You're like, I've never worked in your job, but I'm almost guaranteed there's a button that says cold brew.
Yeah.
So you can probably just press that one.
And then you could tell he's working. He clicks cold brew. He's like, all right, we've got original, vanilla, or mocha. And I go, I get original, black, original, I guess. And he's like, okay. And then he walks right over and hands me two cold brews that are just filled with cream and sugar. And I go, oh, black. And he goes, well, he's like, wait, so you want like no cream or something? Like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, well, you should have said that.
Oh, man.
He like confronts me. I'm like, I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Like, original, black.
Just coffee, plain black, original. I'm like losing words. I was like, I don't know what to say. And he's like, I did say that. That's what I said. He's like, no, you didn't say that. You didn't say that. And
oh, wow.
I'm like, what? And then I kind of see, now there's like enough, because I'm being a little aggressive. Like, I said it. And I see the manager, this woman, where I go, excuse, can you help me? This guy's being a jerk. Can you help me, please? I want black coffee. She's like, what's going on? I was like, I just look black cold brew. And she's like, that's not, she's like, well, and she starts explaining coffee to me.
She said,
oh, because before I talk to the manager, I see him turn around. And he's like, all right, black coffee. And he holds it under the sugar pump and just starts pumping. And I go, stop. Coffee, just the coffee. And she walks over and she starts explaining coffee. She's like, well, sir, if me with sugar, it's still going to be black. So I don't know what you're trying to.
What?
I, I was like, I thought like it was.
Wait, you go to a restaurant
show?
Yeah, you order a burger, no tomatoes. Well, we're still gonna put the tomatoes on there. It's still a burger.
Yeah, it doesn't, sir. It doesn't change. I just didn't know what. And I literally started. I looked like a guy who's just dead. I just go, just put the coffee in the cup and hand it to me. That's what I said. Coffee. I'm looking at it. Just put that in a cup and hand it to me. I didn't know what else to say. And they finally do it, and I just walked off like that was the wildest experience. I didn't.
You should have. You forgot to tell. Like, I have a lot of friends that work for Chick-fil-A corporate because it's in Atlanta, and
they didn't say my pleasure either.
You should have.
It was some weird off-brand Chick-fil-A where the guy,
where the customer is not always right.
Yeah, where I was like, the customer was not right. I was like, oh, sir, this, you actually got this wrong. Could I get it changed? And he was like, well, you should have told me about that.
You should have placed an order, dude. That's.
And I watched him like a hawk to make sure he didn't spit in it. I know what some people were thinking, and I was quite concerned, but I don't think he did.
You got up off your knees where you were previously begging, and then watched him not spit in it.
So yeah, that's what it feels like trying to sell tour tickets, too. Just to San Diego.
Do it.
San Diego. I've said it 9 times. We're there. We're coming.
Recently, I had to get a little
feisty.
Feisty. Great word. At a Chipotle, it's 9:55. They close at 10:30. Plenty of time. I order, burrito, white rice, chicken, queso. I'm looking at a big bucket of queso in front of me. No can do on the queso. I was like, oh, I look at my watch. Oh, it is 9:55. Oh, do you guys close at 10? No, 10:30. Okay, that's what I thought.
24/7, but
I was like, all right.
Done. I only care until 9:30.
Yeah, my storage runs out. And so I was like, oh, how come I can't have that? It's weird being denied something you could physically see, like the coffee. It's like, I can see it.
Yeah.
Just dump it in the burrito.
You don't even know how to ask nicely. You're just like, oh, well, I would like it, and it's right there.
I come here like twice a week, every week, and they always just give it to me. So now I don't know what to say. And so they're like, oh, we're going to hold this for online orders. And I was like,
what?
For 35 minutes?
Here you go. And you're like, so then, yeah,
just like, I was still very polite, but I just tried to very logically spell it out for her. I was like, so even though I'm a paying customer and I am 18 inches from the queso, you won't put it on my burrito? She's like, no. I was like,
what?
Dang. All right, then.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I would be like, so if I sit right there and online order it, you'll give it to me?
I know. I mean, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
I should have definitely done that.
And that, I mean, that is wild.
I'd never experienced that. It's like, now I feel like this old fashioned like boomer, like, oh, the online orders. But it did feel a little bit like, wow, what happened to just good old going into a store? Now I'm like a second rate customer.
That is a good point. You feel right for the boomers at a time like that. Can you imagine like my uncle just loses mind. You're like, give me the queso.
You know what? Two burritos with queso.
Yeah.
I don't even
want
it. I want
a burrito queso only.
You're right.
I want all the queso.
You're like second rate. It's like they're preferring the online customers.
They have a TSA pre-check for queso, and I'm just a regular guy.
There's something else that there.
Well,
I had several customer service.
You almost lost it at pre-check yesterday.
I didn't almost lose, but I did. I like started to kind of like spell it again. The guys, they weren't making sense. Start spelling it out, and I just gave up and did it.
They were like, "You need to take your computers out." We're like, "Oh, well, this is pre-check." Why
pre-check? Nothing drives me more nuts than when they don't do the pre-check. I mean, I went through this whole ordeal to get this, and I only need it like right now for 30 seconds, and you're not going to do it. They hand you the laminated thing
marker
that says. So sometimes pre-checks it's separate lane, and sometimes it's with the normal lane, and they just hand you a thing where you're like,
I need to leave my shoes on.
I have to keep my shoes on. I keep my laptop in my backpack. Cool. And they're like, laptop's out, da da da. I was like, oh, we're pre-check. He's like, laptop's out. And then the thing just says, show them this card so you don't have to take your laptop out. Like, it literally says that. He goes, well, it
says it in full sense.
No, you don't have to. And they're like, nah, we're just doing.
He goes, we're running standard. That's what he just kept saying. We're running standard. We're running standard.
And I showed him once, and I was this close to being like, I'm going to show them several more times. And I was just like, okay, I'll take the laptop.
My guess is they were having some sort of security thing. And
yeah,
they like
I'm
were
sure. I don't know,
requiring everyone to take their laptops out or something.
Such a small thing. Just the principle.
Do you guys have Clear?
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with mine. 3 times in a row, I've been randomly selected for an ID check. 3 out of 3 times.
It's the goblins coming out. Yeah, they register.
What is an ID check?
Extraterrestrial.
It's not much at all. It's just like normally they don't need to see your ID because they just scanned your retina. Like that is more authenticated than anything. But That, so it's just like, before I can move on, I have to show someone, I have to get my ID out and show someone. It's not a huge deal, but when it happens three times in a row.
Transplanted your eyeballs into someone else.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, yeah. I took their eyes, but forgot to snag their ID.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I got randomly checked, and they're like, we just need your phone. Because I guess they do some kind of security thing to it. But then I always want to think, man, there's so many times these days where I'm like, how, you assume I have a phone? Like, well, every human has a, it's amazing us as a culture is like, you literally can't exist without a phone.
Yeah.
We went to Bar Taco. It's a chain around, highly recommend. Great little taco spot. Nashville has one. And they did the system, which I think was birthed in COVID, which I hate when the restaurants, when
you
they
hated
say
COVID.
I did hate COVID. I stand against it. And because some of these restaurants started doing the like QR code, like touchless, and some kept it. And so the waiter comes over and he's basically like, hey guys, I'm Garrett taking your care today. How this works, QR code there. You're going to log in. You're going to pull that up. You order through there. You pay through there. I'm here to basically, he's like, hey, I shouldn't be here at all.
I'm getting fired about 2 or 3 weeks.
And it was like opening a dadgum bank account. QR code, enter your name. And then it had a CAPTCHA. And then it's like, click on where the buses are. And I'm furious.
Click on where the tacos are.
I just want a guacamole. And the bus, I knocked my charger out apparently in this night. So I was quite proud to say in the process, my phone truly died. So I put in the first order, and you're supposed to go through pay and all this, and I wanted to order something else. I was like, my phone died. I'm not kidding. And of course, there was nobody to do it. Like, yeah, we're happy to wait on you, but I was like, yeah.
See?
Yeah, like the good old days.
See?
I tell you guacamole and you bring it. Well, but it was, when the CAPTCHA came out, I was like, you got to get rid of the
customers.
CAPTCHA.
Yeah, they cater to the smartphones and the who'sy what's its and the gadgets. No thanks.
Anyway, okay, those are all our... It was a bit of a triggered segment there, customer service.
What is with the taking of the phone? Because I forgot to mention, on the way to Charlotte, I had a random ID check at Clear. And then once I got through security, I had been randomly selected again. I was like, all right, I'm on a list somewhere. But it really did happen. And like, we need to see your phone. And they just took it. What are they doing?
Wipe it down for like bomb residue.
Bacteria.
Bomb residue. That's the industry term. Yeah. Sir, we're getting to trace a bomb on this. Were you playing with those?
You see that on the screen, that yellow? Anything in yellow, that's bomb residue.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's TNT.
I mean, that's what they... Have they ever done that to your hands before? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like take the little...
Oh, yeah, like a little like a barbecue wipe kind of thing on your hands. Bomb residue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing.
Bombs, kids. Stay away. Yeah, so this weekend was amazing. Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta... All great shows, pretty packed out. Nashville was the Ryman, obviously a highlight, special night. Had to bring out a little surprise for the people. Had a gospel choir behind me. Really cool. Kind of a dream come true. It was great. Boy Allen did a great job arranging some music. And one of the choir members, Melinda Doolittle, 3rd place season 6 American Idol.
Okay.
I
go off.
Yeah, go off.
And you knew because you love
super
American
fan.
Idol. Yep.
First like 10 seasons, whatever, super fan, like so many were. Watched with my parents, especially my mom. And I remember seeing the list of names. I wanted to see the list of names of the choir people because I'm like, what was this, a black choir or what are we working with?
Yeah.
Because that's just, you just think of that. Mm-hmm. And it pretty much was.
Yeah.
Started seeing the names. Cool. And then I saw the name Melinda Doolittle. I was like, do I know that person?
Dr. Doolittle's daughter?
And then I saw her and I was like, oh. So I had to tell her that. It was pretty cool.
I'm sure she appreciated that, though. I'm sure.
Life's crazy. What would that have been? 15 years ago?
Probably.
I was in my living room watching this and like watching.
I mean, I also watched all of them and I couldn't tell you a single name.
Super
You're like
fan.
Asking your mom to get her phone to vote for Melinda
Doolittle.
Oh, I did
Doolittle. Tell my mom. I told my mom. She was like, how was it? I was like, Melinda Doolittle is a backup singer. She's like, yeah, I remember her. Pretty cool.
Wow.
And now, yeah. Look at her now.
What a thought.
Look at you now.
15 years. I'm going to be backup singer for some kid on an AI app. Beautiful thing.
The choir was awesome. I actually had to use the little boys' room right around the time when you guys started doing your sound check with the choir. And a lot of these backstage areas are dressing rooms, bathrooms. They've got like knobs on them. You could turn up the volume of like what's being put through the speakers. And I was like, this sound check's going to be pretty good. turned up the speakers while I...
Most glorious pee of your life.
I did more than that. No. Had plenty of time to...
Hallelujah.
Yeah, heard you, heard the choir, heard Alan directing people, you directed people. It sounded awesome.
Thanks, man. It was cool.
A great time for me.
Because our... I'd never worked with a professional choir before, so it was funny when most of our... Especially Alan, like we were just... We would do like these college theater things where you're like trying to coach up frat boys
a
who
beta.
Half can't sing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And... so Alan was a little apprehensive and I was like, I'm willing to bet. I think immediately we're gonna be like, okay, these people know what they're doing. And yeah, we're just like, all right, let's just, what do we need to do? We need to kind of walk through it. Like, let's just run through it. And Alan just kind of hit it. And the first note, it was just like, oh, and you're like, yeah,
this is great.
This is, they're professional. So it was fun.
It was so cool. I went out into the audience cause I wanted to see what the choir looked like. And I'm in the back row and, I'm standing up and I start recording it. I mean, immediately security on me, sir, you cannot be recording. You cannot be recording. Well, I was up there 45 minutes ago, you know, yeah. And, I get you're doing a job. Need to see a badge. I'm like, I don't know. Can you just ask one of them? I'm sure they would vouch for me that I'm up here. I'm trying to record this, you know, so the first minute of the song, I miss it. And then, all right, we're good. Now I'm recording. And while, I mean, this is so cool. It's the finale of the night. Choir is on stage on these white robes. It is so cool. And while I'm recording it, a guy just gets up and walks away.
Oh, we got it. Yeah. We just airdropping to Dara.
Oh, yeah. For a second, I just started recording him. I was like, this is crazy. Like, this guy's just leaving. Like, what could you possibly have to do right now? Is
not
it the restroom?
Lie. It is the songs or the musical aspects. I love doing them in the shows. But it does feel like, I think in the human brain, it's like, it is a nice bathroom break.
Think?
I think sometimes. Okay, so I do notice when the songs fire up, they're like, because I think sometimes, if you're doing the stand-up right, it's, to us, we have these bits, but it just feels like one long story, right? You're mm-hmm. just kind of boom, boom, boom. So I think you find it's tough to find a good breaking point.
Yeah.
When the
yeah.
song kind of starts queuing up, they're like, oh, this should be a few minutes. And maybe, so it is funny. Every time I do a song, I notice maybe like four people like,
yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
There was
just
like
listen.
I sat in the audience for the Atlanta show or most of it, but like there was like the middle point of the show. There was a big bathroom exit. Like
really?
It wasn't a song, I don't think, or anything. And Natalie was like, "Is something going on?" My friend who I was sitting with.
Dang.
And I was like, "I think it's just the middle of the show. People are."
I because we did it when we shot the special. We did intermission just to like really emphasize everyone go pee now.
Yeah.
We're going to start taping this thing. Don't move. And I don't want to drag it on. I think you just go through it. I don't take offense because I remember seeing Adam Sandler and like he was up there for like nearly 2 hours and I didn't want to leave. And I, you know, those times in your life where like I have to pee so bad. I think I might kill me. Like this is crazy. And I tried to make it through his whole set and I had to miss. I just had to go. I mean,
well, that's great. You had that experience. You just assume that's everyone in the audience when they stayed.
Exactly.
Up.
The guy stood up.
He's about to have a bladder infection.
He might have gone to the hospital. He had to pee so bad. Did you send it to him?
Yep, got it.
This is great. Let's give people a little glimpse of the special finale we had to treat Nashville to.
Woo!
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's great.
Yeah, thanks, Jake, for capturing this. Ah, I got it. It's great that it's just right in front of you. You're like, oh.
Oh,
wait.
All right.
That wasn't my dad, was it?
I don't think so.
Prostate issue. Yeah.
Well, but he wasn't like sitting up, but he kept going out there. And so maybe he was like, I need to get backstage
like
again.
I don't think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was. Everyone leaves.
Definitely. But yeah, Nashville show was so cool. Everyone is just like freaking out, leading up to it. You're playing the Ryman.
I know.
Now I know.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
Where the original like Grand Ole Opry was. It's a museum now.
Like it's a tight security. They try to shut you down. Katie, every time finish she walks in with Thomas, she's like, I'm Trey's wife, Trey's son. And they just be like, okay, that's great, man. Where's the credentials? She's like, my name is his also. But they didn't care at all. They
Thomas Kennedy with me.
Yeah. Look
it's
at him.
The same person.
But it was amazing. We got some cool posters and they had some... They have a guest book I got to sign, and they also have a guest iPad. They're like record a little selfie video.
Oh, cool!
Just telling, kind of saying what the Ryman means to you. Da da da. And it's you could skim through it. It's all these amazing people who have played the Ryman, and
I couldn't believe it. I saw Elvis on the iPad. I was like, wow, when did he?
And we were on the bus Saturday night in Atlanta, and there's iPads in the corner. And Tom goes, by the way, Trey, is that your iPad? I go, no. What? No, that's not. He's like, oh, then I stole that from the Ryman. So he'll send it back. But it was funny. Then we just played on it for that. We just watching a bunch of different famous people's little videos. And it, let me tell you, it gave me confidence. But you tell a lot of these people don't do content for a living. I hit him with a pretty dynamic selfie. I was kind of... You have some, like, you know, Dave Matthews, like, hello.
Just bad angle. Filming his chin, and that's it. That's so funny. I mean, surely they have that backed up to the cloud, but you just took, like, a pretty, like, valuable piece of property.
It was so great the way Tom said it. He's like, that's not yours? All right. Well, then I stole it from the right. He'll send it back. Did you get a post? They have the posters. We need to,
I don't know mail who it has to them. Us.
Yeah, great time. So thanks everyone. And Atlanta was really fun too. Got to hang with all Katie's friends.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Yeah, they were nice. I got to
cool friends.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
Who was the one that I talked to at the last spot we went to for so long?
Lauren.
Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't know that because we had to scream at each other for 20 minutes. It was pretty loud in there, but she was great to talk to. I remember like, are you married? No. No, I am not. I was like, okay. Yeah. It was really funny. Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, it was very fun. My parents came along for the ride to Nashville and Atlanta. So I kind of had like this, like, you know, nanny / chauffeur. It was a nice situation.
It was. I mean, I was glad you got
to. I'm very, very thankful for them. That was awesome that they could come and hang out with us and help me out.
So thank y'all. Let's get to some fan videos, shall we? We got a couple. Recties, hit us up on the Correct Opinions DMs at correct.opinions. Send us in your video submissions so we can say what's up to you on the pod. All right.
Hey, guys. It's your Recti here, Megan. I had a dream the other night that I came to see your show, and I got to meet you, and then, like, up on the stage during the show, and then also had a pass for a meet and greet afterwards, so I came to meet you a second time, and at that meet and greet I won a competition that somehow let me come meet you a third time after everyone else had left. And at that meet and greet you gave me a side hug, and I was like, how dare you, you're married, that's inappropriate. And I had been like messaging Katie back and forth on Instagram that evening, and I was like, you know, me and your wife are friends, I'm gonna tell her about this. And you were like, Katie, is that true? Do you want to be friends with this person, this woman? And she was like, I have 7 or 8 siblings, so I'm good. I'm okay. So anyways, I woke up the next morning and I bought a ticket to see you in Toronto. So maybe I can get rejected in person by Katie for friendship. Anyways, see you soon.
Wow.
What a detailed dream.
That was great. You know, there's nothing better when people tell you their dreams. Yeah. You always sound like a psychopath. Yeah, maybe. I'm all for people listening to the podcast. She might need to listen to it less.
Yeah. Yeah. True crime would actually do her a favor. So listen to that one.
I like a third time. It's like, who paid for the double meet and greet? Just get back in line.
Yeah. And in the double meet and greet, you get a side hug.
Yeah. Come on in. That's
you better awesome. Watch those, Trey.
I love that. Now Rex is going to be saying to me and being great. Like, hey, did you just hug me? Can I get a hug? Oh my gosh, I'm DMing Katie about it.
Yeah.
You have some good meet and greets this past weekend?
I did. Shout out. It's wild when you start doing shows long enough, you start to notice the mega fans. So we got a handful of people who are coming to 3, 4, 5, 6 meet and greets. Yeah. Shout out David. He's probably top of the leaderboard right now.
Really?
He's been to 5 or 6. Got some others out there.
I'm probably batting about 700 with the sentence, have I met you before? I bet 7 out of 10 times I have met them before.
That's
and I recognize
good.
Him. But 3 out of 10, they go, no. I go, shoot. Oh, well, never mind.
I know. It's like, it is tough not to feel bad because
I think it would mean a lot to them if I did, if I really did meet them before and I remember
and there's
it.
There's definitely ones where like, well, we met you before. And then I say, okay, yeah, I thought, which they're probably like, yeah, but it's true. I
yeah,
was like,
there's like, there's something in there.
I'm not going to go for it and be like, have we met before? But there's a lot of them you do kind of recall, but yeah, it's tough. I mean, you're most understanding. There's that one group of crazy Russian Latina girls who, I think I posted a clip of it, or they came through hot.
Did
like you don't
Russian,
like,
Russian. Yeah.
Well, I thought they were Latina. They said they were Russian.
Oh, okay. I was like,
and they were very offended.
Apparently, it's a common misconception.
Or like Asian. They're like, Anyway, fun girls, nice girls, and they were like really upset I didn't remember them. I was like, ah, but to be fair, and then once I did, after we started chatting a bit, so if you're listening, they're not. They're not. They don't allowed to have internet over there.
It was so funny because they do a meet and greet with they do a meet and greet with Trey. Maybe they're a little fired up because Trey didn't remember him, whatever. They come back to the merch table with Isaac and they start barking at Isaac like, Trey said we could have discounts. Trey said we could have all these discounts.
Yeah.
And Isaac's like, I mean, this, I've never heard of this before. Maybe Trey really did. And so then, you know, Isaac's
so then
like texting
gives
Trey.
Free stuff away.
He's like, just take it. Get out of my face.
So Isaac did. He did basically just pull it back on me. He's like, yeah, just ask Trey. They're like, the merch guy said to just ask you if we get free stuff. So is that cool? It's like, no, go tell him. And yeah. Well,
so I think Isaac doesn't have like a computer or an iPad that night. Tom had stolen it. And so he's doing the entire like credit card system through his phone. And so he texts Trey and is like, hey, these girls are like kind of acting out, you know, whatever. And then Trey texts back like, hey, just tell.
I said, tell the Latina women to chill out.
Yeah. So they, in that time of the text exchange, they have decided to pay full price and buy the merch. And Isaac's like, all right, if you'd like to tip, here you go. And hands his phone over to the girls. Right when Trey texts, tell the Latinas to chill out. And then they did not chill out after that.
They were on one, man. And I guess they were like, we're not Latina. Where's Trey? We need to talk to him. And I think he's like, I don't think. And during the show, they heckled me and I made fun of them for being Russian because, you know, no one likes Russia right now. I don't know, but they were fun. But I just love, yeah, I love that Isaac was like, basically just like, hey, Trey, I'm queuing you up. I'm setting you with this text to make fun of these girls. And now I'm going to show them the result.
So as long as you text back in the next 30 to 60 seconds, it should work out pretty perfectly. Yeah, that was great.
Isaac, merch guy, killing it. Good times, man. We got another video from
Rachel. That's
right. Trey, Jake, family man.
Thank you.
Oh, that's my bad. I
hey,
edited it wrong.
Trey,
what's up,
Jake,
dude?
Family man, Derek. I just wanted to send in a video because my brother is trying to send in a video and I'm trying to beat him. So if
you
sit on the podcast, what's up, Noah? I beat you.
But, 90% chance I'm going to guess his brother's player. Name is Noah.
Jake, I also play. I know it's not a very respected sport, but I don't play that seriously, but I play with my grandpa. And yeah, we go pretty hard, so I love the pickleball preacher. That was a great little bit you guys did.
Ooh.
Let's see if I can find him again.
It's awesome. So love the podcast.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, Jonah, probably. Shelter kid.
Jedediah.
Shelter kid. Jedediah. Thanks, dude. You beat him. Suck it, Noah. Don't say that around your mom. Pickleball. He's playing with his grandpa, man. Must be a good athlete. His grandpa.
Yeah. It is funny. Yeah. So many people are like, I love pickleball just like you. My grandma taught me or whatever. It's just so, you see it everywhere.
Dude, you play pickleball too? Yeah. I volunteer at a nursing home.
You know what? My dad is huge, very, very into it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
very into it.
And he hurt his back. He had a back surgery recently and he hasn't been able to play. And I think this might be the first time I'd been around him in a couple years where I didn't hear the word pickleball.
Oh, wow.
He hasn't been able to play, which is very sad, which he's healing. He's fine. But
yeah, that's relatable. You get your pickleball group text. You're like, Brad can't play for a few months. He has back surgery. Like, that's probably very common. Like, Glenda.
Yeah.
Hip.
He plays with this,
she'll be back next year.
80-year-old woman very frequently. He's like, she's really good.
There's going to be this. I'm not saying your father's going to ever do this. He's very happily married. But it's like this going to be like this reverse affairs where these men are like, I just am in love with a 70-year-old.
Much older woman.
Her backhand is.
No, but I do think that the pickleball culture, it is a little... Like,
your dad was saying there is a little bit of
what's going on down
some
south.
Opposite gender drama
because you like play in, you know, you play in partners sometimes, and it's there, like, you know, it is like 50 plus people a lot of times playing together, and you know, you might have some people that are divorced or single, whatever, and so it starts to get a little like
animosity or like flirty,
flirty.
Didn't your dad say what was his story?
Some girl was like kept asking to like play, you know, partners with him, whatever. And he just kept having to be like, no, no, no.
Okay.
I mean,
you're not supposed to go in the kitchen, but I will.
Yeah.
Didn't he have another story where he was like trying to play with some woman? And she was like, whoa, dude, I'm married or something.
He's
like,
I think so. Yeah.
We're playing.
That is interesting.
It's weird to get older and realize like your parents just go through the same stuff.
It never goes out.
Just assume your parents are like perfect people, but you're like, yeah, they're like in their 60s and there's people out there like, whoa, dude, ew.
That's the Golden Bachelor. Everyone's like, what's that going to be like? And I'm like, people don't change. It's the same people that would have been on it when they were 23. now 60.
There's going to be a senior citizen bachelor. Yes. The Golden Bachelor, we have big plans for. Yeah. We're going to
can't say everything.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly right. There's crazy people of all ages.
Right.
I can't wait.
Speaking of Pickleball Petrie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got some pulled up. Maybe this would help your dad. I'll just skim through. This is a little something that he wrote recently. I found on the Pickleball Facebook group. Can we get some instrumental music, Derek? Pretty powerful.
That reminds me. Did you say Petrie? I think I might start a new segment of weekly.
It's like slight mess ups.
Katie likes to make up words.
What did I say yesterday?
I think a new segment. Quick 10-second. Katie's new made up word of the week is, she said with full confidence, the word projectory.
Oh, fun. Which that's kind of a George Bush word.
Yeah. I thought it was a cool, like, kind of a combo.
I mean, that's
so, yeah, Thomas's projectory has been kind of right on track. So, really. And no one's, I just had to be like, did you say projectory?
It sounds really real.
It does. Yeah. It's like a lot of people really like using the word irregardless, which doesn't make any sense. It sounds like a good start to a sentence. Hey, irregardless, but it's not. Just say regardless.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Derek.
Where's his peacher?
The best partnerships have zero ego. Yeah, zero. They never allow what they want individually to get in the way of what they need as a team. Whatever your insecurities, whatever your insecurities or ego-filled wants are, shelf them before walking onto the court. That's so funny. Ben and Colin dominate because of their chemistry more than talent.
This is a Pride Month post? You've got to be in love with your partner.
It's the chemistry.
It's the chemistry.
They have Colin's legs and Ben's torso. Okay, no, that's not what he said. Say what you want about him, but Colin's got his ego in check. Guys, play the freaking right if that's what's best for your team. Ladies, allow your mixed partner to dominate middle if he's capable. Make we, all caps, more important than I. Hashtag... mental game ain't easy. Yeah.
That was beautiful. Katie, wow. I'm sorry for everything. That was inspiring. That's mental game ain't easy is a tough hashtag. That's kind of cool.
Tough to beat that.
That's just about pickleball. I mean, this guy.
It's crazy, dude. Also, there's some wild just like statements made in there. Like, they're the best in the world, not because of talent, because of their chemistry.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think Kobe and Shaq were good because they like played checkers behind the scenes.
Ben and Colin are actually top dogs.
Top gays. Top dogs. Yeah. Yeah.
They're actually pickleball pro, like professional players.
Yeah.
Ben and Colin. I love their names are Ben and Colin. Wow. I like to think this guy's like, there's just an opportunity in the market here. Man. I mean, no one's doing motivational pickleball stuff. Shout out to Pickle.
It's so funny too, to start off like whatever your insecurities are. Shelf them before getting out of the court. Like, what could that be? Like, I'm having trouble getting promoted at work. Hey, what? Leave that aside when you're dinking against Gladys.
Yeah.
I think most people are. I think this is a nice distraction for them.
But I can see how it's tough. What do you say? Your mixed gender partner? Like, if
you're mixed double.
Can you imagine going on your husband and being like, yeah, honey, my partner, Jim, he just dominates the middle. Just dominates me in the middle.
You think that's
you'd be
what,
like, wait, what?
You think that's what those women are going home and saying?
Yeah, they're into it. They're into it, man.
Rachel and I tried to play in a few like pickleball leagues or tournaments when we first got together. Because Rachel, you know, Division I volleyball player, played high school tennis, pretty athletic, decent when it comes to pickleball. Not quite as like, you know, hasn't played as much as I have, but could still definitely hang. But we'd get into these co-ed, you know, mixed genders, you call them, mixed doubles yes. tournaments. And the other team would just like hit it to Rachel 99% of the time and just wait for her to mess up. And it was, talk about, you know, my ego and insecurities. This is what Dane was probably talking about. It was so hard for me not to be like, hey, man up and hit it to me. There'd be another grown man across from me who just refused to hit me the ball. You know, would only hit it to like the cute girl in the ponytail who has like a Walmart paddle.
It is a douche move. It is, dude. It's a tool move.
How do you not? Like,
I've played a lot of volleyball for a couple of years.
You could pick on people in certain sports.
Yeah, there'd be. I just thought it was a tool move. I would never really do it when you're like, hey, this. They would clearly just pass it to the one worst player on your team. And you're like, let's just play volleyball here. I mean,
yeah,
it's like some poor girl in the corner. And that some guy just
it's like intramural. It's just like you're adults playing. Like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, there's certain sports like basketball. You can kind of hide somebody in basketball. You know, like just hey, just guard him. You try your best, but like anything with a net, anything where you could serve straight to someone, you just get picked on.
Yeah. Wow.
Wasn't good for our relationship.
Okay. Another little big recting moment of the week here, Derek. Do we have a ant? Name reveal and a winner.
We do.
A little update.
Ooh. And Derek's aunt's name is.
There it is on the screen.
Linda.
Linda. Good guess. We had a few people guess Linda, but we're gonna give it to. But some of y'all put out like five or six guesses, which I, you know, credit. We didn't say the rules, but
cast a wide net.
Here's a new rule. This girl guessed a single name. And she nailed it. She said, Derek's aunt's name is Linda. That's my guess.
That is pretty impressive.
So at BRBHOF, BRB Hoff.
Be right back. Hall of Fame.
On the YouTube, congrats. Please figure out how to get the tickets. No. hit us up on this week's YouTube message of the best way we can get in touch with you. Maybe, say you'll DM us on the Instagram. Some people don't have Instagram.
Hopefully you don't live in a city that we just recently came to.
Comment today. Yeah. And we'll comment back. We'll get you tickets to the show in your area.
Is there an opposite we can give of tickets? Because people did deep dive into my social media or like
that's
my
true.
History.
That's, there were some people that are real now blocked creepy. Because you clearly found Family Man like on the yellow pages or something.
We need
and
to
list it off everyone he's ever known.
We need to take tickets from them.
Oh, someone commented... The actual Robin and Cheryl.
Those are two aunts on the opposite side of my family.
Yeah. And then comment, I'm correct. As in like, I know. Wow. I looked.
But then also this. They found my. Gosh.
You found your deceased.
My late uncle.
You cut the RIP to this.
What in the world is this? Okay. This comment says, the first comment says, Robin and Cheryl are my finer guesses. And then they reply to their own comment saying, well, probably Cheryl because she was alone in the stories. And Cheryl is widowed. RIP to the goat.
As in his late uncle.
Why?
That is so creepy.
I'm hoping that's a relative that I have that I. I don't know.
No, y'all's stuff is out there. I've been waiting to tell this story. I finally told Kate, debated never telling her. Did I tell you? I don't think I did.
I don't know.
But I got a text one day that was like, yo, Trey, big fan here. Like, love the pod and everything. He's like, just thought I'd do you a solid. Your info is out there. And sent me a screenshot of like, me on, I think it was the White Pages, which is like the classic.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
much we're all on there with all our info. It's just like my name, addresses, phone number, da da da. He's like, thought I'd do you solid. Do less, God bless. I did text back because I thought it was a little much, but I also, did I tell you this, Katie?
You did.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, chill out, that's actually really kind of him.
Yeah.
And he, in the text, he's like, it's super easy to remove. So just thought I'd give you a heads up. And I did. I just went right on, found it, request removal, it's gone.
That's
so shout out a true fan who, didn't creep on me and just did me a solid.
He's now selling that information. Yeah. But...
He screenshotted it. He had
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I remember when I first made an LLC for myself. And, you know, you got to come up with this just whatever name that's not taken. And I came up with this like really dumb name that I didn't plan on telling anyone. Well, Brad on the podcast is like, no, what'd you say? What'd you say? So I was telling it and we're laughing about it. It's this dumb name. And then I get a text from my accountant later and he's like, yeah, you may not want to just so publicly share that because LLCs are public domain and now anyone can know exactly like where you live and all this info. So whoopsie daisy. So I was just kidding on that old episode.
Wow.
That's not actually what it's called anyway. Cool.
I feel like I might have announced mine. I mean, everyone knows everything about us. It's kind of just it's amazing how okay we are with it.
Yeah,
kind of have to be.
It is interesting. I mean, yeah, just running into people on the street. Yesterday, I went on the walk, and they're just like, I mean, just telling you, I listen to the podcast, so I know this. Where's Rachel? Hey, how was the Bahamas? Didn't sound so great. You know, they just know so much, but it's like, this is what you sign up for. It's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a very one-sided, deep, deep relationship.
It's fun. I've said this when you have fans coming to multiple shows or fans being really aggressive, they know about it is quite fun as a man. I do think, I just thought some of these female comedians, if you have super fan, it probably gets freaky fast.
I'd be scared.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I thought of that. Like
if you start seeing the same guy at meet and greet,
yeah,
Katie,
yeah.
You get worried.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, it's just a little different, but.
I mean, if they seemed nice and stuff, but like there are certain, yeah. Oh,
sucks right? for you guys. It's awesome for us. I don't know why, though. It's funny. I mean, it's obvious why, but it is funny too how like, well, I'm a man, so I don't have to worry about that. It's like, I think 70% of men could just totally beat the tar out of me. So I don't know why I'm like, oh, I'm a man, so I'm like, I'm safe.
It's
like,
fine.
There's quite a few women that could probably get a hold of me, so maybe I should be on guard more.
You probably should.
Or just when they come in to meet and greet, have your dukes up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a...
Oh, okay.
All right, you're cool? All right. Oh, okay. Every single time they walk in.
That's all like right. Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas gets very startled.
Quick reaction, so.
Yeah.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing this weekend? You traveling?
I'm running a half marathon in a backyard because I got last in fantasy football.
Oh. You know, I told Rachel about this, I mean, what, 9 months ago? And she has been so concerned about it. And so she'll want to talk to you about it. She's good, like, that just seems like so much too. Just like,
that's I mean, like, too much.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, in too a backyard, much. Like, and the turning, that's going to hurt. Like, the whatever ankle you turn on, that's going to be so sore.
I really think I'm underestimated how torturous just the... The same circle hundreds of times.
Yeah. Is it down and back? Or are you
it's
doing
a circle?
Like okay.
Which I've been given quick tips from other people who run, like you make sure you don't run the whole thing in the same, you know, you kind of switch it up. And I've been enjoying running. I ran 12 miles last week.
Okay.
So I'm trained up.
Yeah. Cardio wise, you'll be fine.
But
it just has to be in a backyard now.
Yeah. But it's not going to be too crazy hot.
That's good.
I mean, it's going to.
How many laps is that?
It's roughly 400 laps. So he's got a decent sized backyard, but not huge.
You're doing like a NASCAR race.
Yeah. The Kansas City 400.
There's going to be like a green flag at the beginning.
Yeah, maybe try some like figure eights at one point.
It's funny. I've been gearing up this for a long time. I've saved up. I've been really trying to find like a couple really good podcast episodes. I'm like so excited to listen to.
Okay, fun.
Well, that's look forward to. Anyway, so that's my big... That is... Like it or not, because I ran the 12 miles last week and it didn't ruin my day, but it was close. Like I did it in the morning and I just shoot here and it was all I could do to get through the shoot.
Really?
It's crazy how much it takes out of you. But so Friday night, I feel like I can't have a normal Friday night. I'm going to have to kind of like
gear up,
eat pasta and go to bed early.
The backyard 400.
And then Saturday, I'm going to try to hang out with people after, but I have high hopes that I will, but there's some realistic, I'm going to be hurting.
That's really nice. Then, you're 1 weekend away. Run 12 miles.
Yeah, my 1 weekend off in a month. I'm going to torture myself.
You should have just like done better.
Yeah, you shouldn't have drafted Dak Prescott.
And I thought of this very creative last place punishment. I was very proud of this idea. I've thought of every last place punishment in this league. I know you can relate to that. When you're like just the creative guy, you're like, it's a little, they even like, the deciding last place punishment in fantasy football is a nightmare. If you know, you know. Because there's the guys who are like, face tattoo. Face tattoo.
You're like, no, okay, think about that. Yeah. Actually think about getting a face tattoo.
And then some guys, too, they go too low. They're like, oh, well, you don't want to be too mean. Maybe they just have to...
Chug soda.
Yeah. We all hang out one night and they have to like bring us the beers from the fridge. Like, I don't... Let's just be nice. So I've thought of it every year, and this one I was quite proud of because we've tried to up the ante each year and played myself.
Yeah, it's too bad. I can't think of the exact example. I've definitely done that before where I think of the consequence and I end up having to do it. But regardless, I know 2 years ago I came in last in a league and I had to go to a spray tanning place and get the darkest, like, you know, roast they have.
Oh.
And it was one of those things, like, I, man of my word, I do it, and just, like, no one cares. There's, like, no one in the group, you know, because, like, I'm not hanging out with them. It's like, oh, that sucks.
That's what we found. We try to make it communal. It's very nice.
Yeah.
What first year was, you've seen that some genius made this up, and it kind of went viral, and it's a common one. You go to Waffle House for 24 hours. Each waffle is an hour deducted from the 24 hours. So he ate, like, 13 in 11 hours or something.
Solid.
Said it was horrible. And it was, like, some guys would, like, pop in and see him, and or we were following along. So it was fairly fun. Year two, stand-up, which was, like, uniquely fun for me, watching a buddy, like, go do 10 minutes of stand-up, which was, like, a fun night out for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That one wasn't, I mean, you could tell he was nervous, and it was probably a lot. He prepared a lot. So I think it was a good enough punishment.
If another guy, like...
He was nervous.
He did... better
but he's
than
one of our more like creative, funny friends.
Confident.
So it was like, kind of a bummer we didn't get to see like
he didn't.
You have a handful of guys. You're like, dude, this guy can't. This will be good.
He can't give a presentation at work. So.
Yeah. And then this year, I think again people are bummed too because they're of the whole league. Me and maybe two other guys are the only. We have 16 guys, 14 guys. Me and two others are actually like
care the most. And
well, no, me and two others are actually where they're like, oh, they could run a half marathon. Like,
oh, like, I see.
It's most not of like guys it's someone are who's gonna like be
most of guys are like out of shape and like it would
11
it would
guys,
be
yeah, would have sucked.
Hilarious to watch a lot of them. Like, it would have taken them hours and hours. They'd be puking. Like, and so many people like, are kind of oh, Trey's just gonna like jog,
just knock it out in a couple hours
and watch, listen to a podcast, probably feel okay.
Yeah, I had a friend do the a loser has to go take the ACT, and the rest of them tailgated for it. And that sounded really fun.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Horrible. Taking the ACT.
I think a lot of it, too, is a lot of it, you're just walking in there with a bunch of teenagers. I'm sure it's a funny thing when you host the ACT these times. There's probably some 33-year-old guy. You're like, gosh, dang it.
Another fantasy football guy.
Mm-hmm. Would you guys score higher or lower on the ACT if you just
took it? I have a fun, embarrassing fact. I took the ACT a few years ago for fun. One of my...
psycho.
Glad you asked, Eric.
Yeah.
One of my best... The old Ryan Zisman, who we met. He's a real interesting friend, and he was just... Me and him, like, finished close in the ACT, and he's just, like, a real... He cares about being smart and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we had a teacher friend. He's like, could you snag a couple ACTs for me? She snagged a couple, and there's like a day we were chilling at home. We didn't do it all in once. We just did the sections like
one day is science, one day is math.
We sit down and do it, and I mean, worse, definitely.
Especially math. Yeah,
my definitely. Math.
Yeah.
I don't remember how to, you know, integers and
anything with
a squared
trigonometry.
You know, so that was way lower. But the others were pretty similar.
I think the others could go up, but as a whole, it would definitely go down. That's pretty fun that you did that though.
Yeah, it was like years ago. I wasn't. We were dating.
Yeah, because I remember like. Thinking,
but you just have
like,
less going on. You're like,
really
we're
weird.
Chilling on a Friday night. Let's just knock out a reading section of the ACT.
It's really weird.
And then you just it's just competing with your friend, man. Competing in any aspect is fun.
Yeah, the PS5 hadn't come in yet, so you're just like, oh,
yeah,
this will do for now.
I think it might have been a quarantine activity, in fairness.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was not. I was not living here.
Yep, it was. What are you doing this weekend?
I guess chilling here. I think I've had one weekend in Kansas City since March. And that weekend, Rachel's parents came down and my parents came up and stayed with us. So this will be our first weekend here. I was going to go maybe like try to scalp some tickets for the Taylor Swift concert because she's in town Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
But they won't even.
Two shows?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Two stadiums, yeah. Let you in the parking lot without tickets. So I don't know how you even like would go about scalping.
What are they like on sale for online? It's not even
thousands.
Yeah, I think it's just crazy. But
Do you want to go?
Yeah,
try to figure out.
Let's go.
I'm saying, do you want to go with your friends?
Well, I don't know. So yeah, we had a friend who sat
cool
on her computer with like the pre-sale and everything for like, you know, full 12 hours. She ended up getting, I think, 6 tickets, but there were, you know, like 9 of us who were going to go together. And so I just kind of like politely bowed out because there were some girls that were like, you know, they were like freaking out about it. And I'm like, it's fine.
The Taylor Swift, it is, I mean, she's like Michael Jackson of our generation. Yeah. Like, it's unreal.
And like, hindsight, now I'm kind of like, yeah, that would be really cool. I have seen her in concert. Of course,
this hype's
once.
Unbelievable. And I'm doing
it was very good.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm doing that half marathon in the morning, which the idea was, of course, like, it's a big guy's day. But then all these wives were like, I mean, we want to see this too. But then it ended up being Taylor Swift day. And they're like, oh, we're busy. Like, the show, isn't the show at night? I'm going to run in the morning.
Are you ready?
I'm like, I ain't running this in the heat of the day. And they're like, well, we have like a whole brunch. They're like, a couple of them told me dead serious. Like, it's a whole day's event.
So. Oh, yeah. They've been planning their outfits for months.
Oh, yeah. I have some friends.
And
too.
There's like a couple of very pregnant ladies going. And I'm a little worried about them. Like, very pregnant.
You know what's kind of funny is that probably a week ago, Rachel called me into her closet and showed me, she's like, this is an outfit that I'm going to wear if I just like, find tickets to Taylor Swift.
Yes. Like, people are very
preemptive Taylor Swift tickets.
This is the tissue box I'm going to cry into if I get to see her live, if that somehow happens.
I've checked on multiple like secondhand.
She's like, this is what I would get you if theoretically you somehow got me to the concert and then I would buy you this.
Looks like the cheapest ticket right now, Friday or Saturday, whichever site you look at, is about $1,100. Oh. And that's an upper deck in the corner. Anything on the floor is, yeah, thousands and thousands. I mean, yeah, there's
I think my friend has like...
That just doesn't...
Relatively good, like not up like that, not the first, I don't know what it's called. The second level okay. of seats, essentially. Yellow and seats. I mean, I think she got them, since they were pre-sale, the original, they were like $220.
That's what's crazy is, I mean, how do you do this from a business perspective if you're Taylor Swift? Like, you know what you're worth. But if you start charging $1,000 a ticket, then it's going to be this PR thing, you know, oh, Taylor,
I think
you know.
That's the mix, yeah. That's, I just can't imagine.
She's making millions and millions each show, like, it's oh, fine. I mean, you know what I mean?
She's a billionaire. Like, yeah. I think she's got more money than anyone's ever could think of. Yeah. It's really fascinating. Has she not toured in a while? Is that why it's such a,
I don't really know.
It does feel like all of a sudden, right?
Everything?
Well, you guys are very clueless. It is because it's the Eras tour. She is doing us like songs from every single album she's ever done. So it's this very like she has an outfit change for each album and each
era.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, well, I mean that's very cool. But I mean, like, is she touring every year? I feel like she hasn't toured that recently. I'm just saying if it was just a regular tour versus Eras, I think she'd still be doing stadiums.
Right.
But I just I'm saying that I don't think.
But the price
it just feels like
tight.
All of a sudden.
I think it's because it is this whole like Eras thing and like it's all these like it's very nostalgic for all of us who like grew up.
I was teasing. I just still don't really get it because doesn't every artist just sing
the greatest
their
hits
songs from. I just had one of the girls be like, well, it's really special because she's going to play like all like music from her whole career. I was like, have you ever been to a concert before? I think that's what they always do.
Well, not her. Like when she goes, she plays. What her album is.
She only tours like the most recent album.
Like
yeah. Typically.
Well, I think most concerts they play the new album, but then they sprinkle in obviously
maybe
what people want to hear.
Yeah.
Throwing a blank space in there.
But I guess like this is like a 3-hour set of
her
all of it.
Yeah, outfit changes and it's a whole
which is
production.
Extra, yeah. It was just funny the way she explained it. She's like, I'm like, what's up? This is kind
of
crazy,
she's
right?
Gonna
she's
going to play
like,
some of her greatest hits over the course
like,
of her career.
Yeah, that's what she said. I was like, I'm not following. Isn't that what every...
It is funny. I like...
You guys want to go to Kenny Chesney? I'm not really sure. He's going to play Beer in Mexico. That good song. Well, I didn't think he'd do that. I'm in.
My first...
She's going to sing Romeo and Juliet. Remember that one?
I was going to say, my first Taylor Swift CD...
That's genius.
...was someone like burned it for me. Like from their
wow.
Taylor
it
Swift
is insane
CD,
how just and consistently she's wrote hits.
I listened to that every ride home... From school.
You want to go see Elton John? I didn't really like his new album. Do you think he'll play Piano Man, though?
No way, dude.
I doubt it. No, it's not his Eras tour.
Oh.
So it's just the new stuff.
I'll pass.
Ooh, this is a good idea. Okay, so after you guys get a few tours.
We do an Eras tour.
You do an Eras comedy tour.
Outfit changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Old stuff, new
you
stuff.
You have to, like...
What's up with Dog Ball?
Back in my country era.
You have to, like... Make yourself look younger for when you do like this stuff and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-marriage, pre-kids.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, That's crazy that they're that expensive. Good for her.
I learned recently that my uncle went to a Taylor Swift concert by himself a couple years ago. And he's totally
he's still alive?
Well-adjusted, normal guy. Yeah, RIP to the goat.
Derek's uncle died at a Taylor Swift concert. Beautiful thing.
But he said it was so funny. Like, first of all, I was like, I didn't know you were such a Taylor Swift fan. He's like, he was kind of saying the same thing. He's like, she's such a big icon. I just wanted to see it. And I wanted to see all the...
I think that at some point that's what happened. Because now I find myself right now really wanting to go. I haven't even thought about it.
But the like, demand.
She's going to be here. I mean, she's like the one Taylor Swift.
It was so funny hearing him talk about his like experience there because he's like, you know, I just didn't totally foresee the amount of just like screaming teenagers. And he's like, I'm in this section with all these other dads and they're there with their daughters. And so he's having to like, he like faked waves at like a kid on the bottom. Like, there she is. Hey, honey. He's there completely by himself. And he's having like, Taylor Swift, I hate this.
Just hugging random girls.
Sweetheart,
best dad ever, right?
When I went to see Taylor Swift, it was in 2015 with my friend and her little sisters. And at the time, Shawn Mendes was opening for her.
Ooh.
And so they were like, he was like 16 when he was doing that, right, or whatever. And they were teenage girls. They were crying. They were Shawn! Like, like, it was wild. I've never seen.
No, what I'm that little, but. Backlog story. I'm grateful to be, you know, we're 30. The fans are all like our age. But 10 years ago when I was online, I had three or four crying fan stories.
Really?
Like young and there'd be like 17. They'd be like, I can't believe I'm meeting you. And it's just, yeah, I did not like it. So that was one thing when I was doing it early in the day, I thought of like quitting because I was like, I can't do these teenage soup, like they do like the whole it would happen a couple dozen times that just slowly over time, you know, people then it's like 28 year olds being well adjusted who are just like, hi,
oh, what's up?
So that's great. Now I enjoy it. But that was strange. I remember being in the student union in college. I mean, a crowd gathered was such a scene. This girl just screaming, crying, and people were like, you know, it's like a scene. People were like, oh my gosh, she's such a big fan. I was just
go Pokes.
Go Poe. What's your major?
You.
We were talking about a funny story out over the weekend of algorithms. How I think, especially we love the boomers, the boomer listeners and fans. A lot of them don't understand the algorithm. I have so many fans come up, older ones. They'll be like, I feel like you're blowing up right now. You're everywhere. You're everywhere. I'm like, I think... You're watching, so it's in the algorithm that's feeding you. That not everyone's seeing this. Yeah, Katie's mom. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? She
on the front page of Yahoo. You're on the front page of Yahoo.
What, she like texted you like, Katie?
He's really
a rising star.
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening to this. I didn't tell you that that's because of the algorithm. I just said, wow, that's really cool. So I'm really
sorry.
I love
Katie's family, dude. They're so nice. I'd be like, Mom, are you kidding?
Wow,
number one,
cool.
Get off of Yahoo. My mom
it's
uses it.
She was
is your
so
mom's
excited.
Email address Yahoo?
Yes, of
so
course.
So is my mom. What's your mom's email address?
I think she might have a Gmail by now. Let me look it up.
Hotmail.
Hotmail.
comment what your mom's email is.
I was shocked. There's this like 40-something year old, someone I was working with, very like cool, normal, on social media, 40-something year old. And I realized like her thing was also Yahoo. And I was like,
yikes.
The moms love Yahoo. That's the worst one. Moms love Yahoo. She won't change it. She's like, I can't figure out. Y'all, boomer mom's the only thing keeping Yahoo in business, I think.
I mean, absolutely.
Like the classic people like TikTok. I don't know, man. I don't know why. I really judge guys who are on it because it's just a bunch of bikinis. I think you're really prioritizing that content.
I think the app knows about watch time and you're racking it up when it comes to girls in bikinis. So it's just going to keep showing you more of it.
There's a reason why that now I'm a mom, all of my content has to do with babies.
There's a reason?
There is a raisin for that.
Oh, what were you mean to say? You said raisin.
Raisin. There's a raisin for that.
Projectory. Say C-O-N-T-R-O-V-E-R-S-I-A-L. Say that word.
Mm.
Say it like you say it.
Controversial.
Oh.
Did you guess that?
Yeah, she misses the eye.
Yeah.
Controversial.
She just does it her own way, man. You got to respect that. I have a couple funny things I'm going to send Derek.
I want to say Lily. Controversial.
I had a fan come up to me.
That's also not really it, though, right?
A fan came up to me and was like, all right, you know, whatever. This is fun. Taking some photos. We're laughing. And she's like, also, before I go, I need to hear you say something. I was like, oh, do I say something wrong? She's like, yeah. And she spells out the word aesthetic. And she's like, have me say it. I was like, oh, I didn't know I said this wrong. And so I was like, all right, I'll try to say it naturally. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, her? Oh, yeah, she's got a great aesthetic. And I was like, that felt good. That seems right. And she's like, no, that's wrong. And she claims that I'm supposed to be saying aesthetic.
Aesthetic?
Like short A sound at the beginning. I think it's I think it's aesthetic. I think I'm right here.
I've always said aesthetic.
So, hey, fan. From either Nashville or Atlanta. I can't remember now. I think it was Atlanta.
They said you in person?
Yeah.
Wow.
Making me prove myself
also,
to
them. Also, are you saying that word that frequently that they catch that?
That is a good point. I don't think I say it that often at all.
Do you how do you like it?
Is the Google pronunciation. ES.
It's the pronunciation?
Help! Help! I know.
She's tired, man. She's tired.
Yeah, speaking of, can we do our long shots?
He wants to take actual
hold
shots.
On before we move on. I was going to show something. I can't find it. Oh, she. What was that? Oh, I was just speaking of moms and where did it go? The
aesthetic.
Okay. Aesthetic.
Oh, I see now.
Aesthetic.
Derek, pull this up. Send this to Derek. Speaking of moms. Yeah, how do you like it when people when you come off stage and you feel like you've worked really hard to try to make them laugh and they just comment on like, you pronounced that thing wrong. One of Katie's great friends and my good friend, Nurse, when I was doing crowd work with a nurse, I kept saying nurse school. And she's like, it's nursing school. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
I think there is value in
you should have yelled that out.
Yeah. That
I think you
funny.
Know what I meant, though.
You did. But it was just funny because she is a nurse. And it's just that's a very like close thing to her. Right. That she is nursing.
Oh, here's
school.
Katie. Yeah. She's doing her whole like empathetic thing. It's very,
wow.
Very...
I would never. Yeah.
Speaking of mom. Hey, tell me how many people go home to their parents' house and and you say, mom, what's the Wi-Fi? And she gives you this. Tell me how many. Tell me how many. Did a little printed off deal. My mom just go, hold on. She's never committed it to memory. What's the Wi-Fi? Hold on. She goes in a little desk, fold up paper. Of course, the password was
just the dog's name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I even asked my mom. I just asked my dad and my brothers.
Really? Oh, my mom definitely has written it down on a post-it note in like the desk drawer. Mm-hmm. For sure. It's where everything is.
It just knew it was coming.
That's funny.
Also, okay, you want to do... long shot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Derek. I'm going to send you something else, Derek, to discuss later. Ooh, before we do that, I wanted to talk about this really quick. Erecti DM'd us this. I mean, does this need to go right on a shirt? She was nice enough to whip up a Katie t-shirt design.
Ooh, let's see.
She was curious if we missed any here. Do we think we got them all?
Oh, wow.
Katie.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny.
CAYDEEKATEYKADI. The classic, Katie, that we all know and love.
That's pretty cool.
KADYKATEY.
Check this out on YouTube if you're not watching it.
What are we missing?
Just
C-A-T-I-E.
Yeah.
I'm missing that. If you can.
K-A-Y-D-E-E.
K-A-Y-D-E-E is a pretty good one. All right.
So
throw those in too.
The same, but it's like, does it need to be? Because it's already, you know, but they might as well be thrown in there.
That's in a negative space, maybe.
It's pretty
that's
good.
Funny. We have to put out a few of those.
I want one.
All right. Let's get to a few segments. This is the long drink, the long shot presented by Long Drink. Guys, 4th of July, I hope you're sipping an ice cold long drink. You've heard us talk about it. You see me post about it. You see us post about it on Mood Swings. Drink of the summer. Everyone I've talked about this to. They're all in.
Derek said he had one.
Family man. He's awesome. A picky guy. Picky guy. Give him chicken nuggets and water.
And now long drink.
He wakes up and drinks. It's a problem, actually. It killed his uncle. He loved him so much. No, sorry. No, they didn't do that. Yeah. Long drink.
I'm going to cut that up.
These things, they're delicious. They're refreshing. Go to thelongdrink.com/tray to find where they're almost everywhere in the country. Find where they are near you. Grab them. They're like a seltzer, but better, really. You know, seltzer, they have that malt liquor kind of funk taste. These are really clean,
high quality,
citrus, high quality. And then they have a low calorie option, cranberry. They have peach.
Peach now.
We didn't even, first time I had the peach,
open up the
Nashville hooked it up. They have stronger versions of it, the old black can. Ooh, look out. So go check it out. And this is Long Shot presented by Long Drink.
Sorry, real quick.
Yes.
I don't know if Rachel and I have ever driven around with alcohol in our car before, but right now there is a case of Long Drink in our car because we're going to the lake after this. And we're like, show Rachel's family. Yeah. They're going to love it.
You're going to like that. I saw my aunt and cousin, sweet little gals, and I was like, we were just hanging out and they noticed it. Like, what's that? I was like, you guys are going to love it. And they're like, ooh, fun.
Yeah, they were only 14, so they really loved it.
Yeah. Okay, Long Shot, presented by Long Drink. Katie?
My long shot is that one of these days I will sleep and just like wake up whenever I wake up.
Is she talking about dying?
She has a way with words.
I will wake up at heaven's gates.
My long shot is that I go to sleep and never wake up. Okay, everyone, pray for...
Not being woken up by either of the Thomases or...
Or an alarm.
That's her long shot. Since motherhood, you have a baby, you never sleep in again. Katie... There's nothing she loves more than once in a blue moon, just sleep until noon.
I every once in a while, I really need to just sleep until I'm not tired anymore.
That does sound like
no matter how long it takes. Yeah, it's a form of dying.
No matter how long it takes.
This, like, she was dreading the podcast. So I was like, yeah, we're getting up. She's like, oh. She's like, remember that one day, there's only been one time she's born, where I got up and fed him, and then you took him, and I went back to sleep for 3 more hours. I really need that again. So I think tomorrow we might.
I like the idea of like you waking Katie up, and instead of her being like 5 more minutes, she's like 4 more hours.
Yeah.
Come on, 4 more hours.
He's full now. Would you take him? Yeah. Just wake me up and
wake
tomorrow.
Wake me up for dinner.
Because like this weekend, when my parents came to help and stuff, and we were in Fun Cities, Nashville, Atlanta with my friends. So I was like, oh, we'll go out after the show and stuff. But like, I still have to wake up with Thomas. So Trey was on the bus sleeping in. So like, it was a little different.
So she's going to mention this every podcast. it's just, I'm a little tired because Trey is out.
Trey's performing
TPC Sawgrass.
Talking about nurse school.
It's funny.
So tomorrow could be the day though. Potentially?
Uh-huh. Oh, it is.
I joke with Katie. It's not my thing. Like, I don't like love sleeping. I feel like there's a lot of people who are like, oh my God, sleeping, dude. A lot of times to me, I'm like, it's just kind of annoying.
I'm getting so excited.
Oh, there's so many nights where she gets into bed and she's like
too excited to sleep.
Like, you are really having a good time just laying in this bed.
That is really funny. That's pretty wholesome, though.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's good.
So watch out tomorrow. I'm going to be well rested.
Yeah, you're going to be a lot of fun.
I think the best way to celebrate America is just be lazy. You know?
Yeah.
That's how the forefathers would have wanted it.
Right. Okay, that was Katie's long shot. Presented by Long Drink. Thank you. Anyone else have a long shot? I'm good. We can move on.
I don't think I have a long shot.
I have a triggered. I forgot my laptop, so I can't play the triggered sound. That'll trigger people. So that's on me. Derek, did you get this? I was on a plane. Tell me, this triggered me immensely. You guys tell me, is this acceptable plane behavior?
Can't wait to see
this. Is that acceptable plane behavior?
What am I looking at?
The woman in front of me, so if you're listening, the woman in front of me is reclined back and has her hands reached down on her own seat, like behind her, so I'm... inches away from her fingernails and some hair.
You know what this looks like? It looks like the police have pulled over a suspicious car. Yeah. And the driver's giving them some weird answers like, ma'am, could we pop the trunk? And they look in the trunk and they see there is a dismembered body back there.
Yeah.
With hands and nails and hair.
Because their hands are crossed also. So they look at like, yeah.
Is that acceptable?
That is so...
Oh, it made me so...
It's weird to look at.
Right?
You know, I am a person who does
the
do
hair.
This, do motions like this, like laying down, but I'm finding that's...
Even to go on top of your head would feel pretty natural, but to then like reach it...
Reach it back. Behind. Reach your hands back behind onto the... Onto it, so like arms. I'm leaning forward on my iPad, yeah. And her fingers are 5 inches from my face.
I can't even.
I thought it was crazy, dude. I didn't. You're also, that my iPod's out with some joke notes, so Lord knows what those were. Let's.
I don't even I'll know. That'll be fun.
Yeah, what are they? They just say crazy stuff about like Jake.
Resolution's too low to. Oh, never mind.
Oh, they could probably. Say, oh yeah, it's kind of a newer bit I wrote. No, that'll be a nice tidbit for the recties.
Screenshot.
It's about getting my nether regions checked at the dermatologist. I tried on stage once or twice. Iffy. Maybe still it's working.
Fun try.
I was trying as a bit of like, see, that's my trigger. Anyone triggered?
Not
triggered.
Yeah.
A little triggered.
You have one too?
Oh, no. I just have the opposite of a triggered. But
Well, that's annoying to me.
Yeah, I know.
What's the opposite of a triggered?
What's the opposite? Excited.
Excited. Loved.
Loved. You loved what?
I loved someone's comment on last week's video.
Okay. Oh, did you? Okay. Thanks for the nice comment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It was what? RIP
you
to the
think
coat.
That's funny, Katie? Kent?
No.
Katie, we already talked about it.
No, I, you know, being a new mom and, you know, body changes, whatever. I saw this comment on the last week's video that said, I can believe...
By the way, she's not even reading it. She's memorizing it, I guess.
Yeah.
She printed it out and put it on the mirror.
It's
on her dashboard.
It's a sentence. It said something like, I can believe Katie was a model. She's a solid 9.
What Katie, a comment.
Katie so, texted me.
So I screenshot it and sent it to Trey and said, needed that.
That's great.
Obviously, all just joking around and stuff, but...
The new moms know, you know, your body changed a lot and she'll just be like, yeah. And that was so funny.
And then someone else commented and said, agreed. And I was like, wow.
Solid 9.
This week in the comments, just go off about Katie's looks.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
Describe the body.
Good or bad, yeah.
Just pan the camera up and down.
I'd love to know all my imperfections.
Because she can't appreciate the good ones if she doesn't also read through the bad ones. Yeah, yeah. You know, so really get in there.
That's so funny. All right. Thanks for the nice comments, Recties.
Quick triggered for me. I always go out into the lobby after the shows. I think it's fun to see people, see recties, see fans. Nashville show specifically, the Ryman. I'm in one area. The security guards kick us out of there. Okay, no problem. I'm in another area. Now I'm like in this weird part of the lobby. They say, you can't be in here anymore. Okay, no problem. Now I'm in this like corridor. No one, like it's like this weirdly private area. Another guy comes in. Security guard and was like, all right, none of you guys can be in here if you don't have a pass. And he starts walking through the line, people, no pass, no pass, no pass. Comedian, well, wannabe comedian, just the opener.
Oh my gosh.
The security guard said that to me after I'd already been like, kind of like, I feel like I've been so polite and I'm moving areas. And I was so taken aback.
Like, did he give a like kind of like a ha-ha after? Or was he just deadpan?
He was just like, it seemed like just upset, just mad that these people are in this area. We got to get him out of here. You don't have a pass.
Wanna be comedian.
Yeah. So I wasn't crazy polite to him after that. I was just, actually, I mean, he was walking away and I was just like, thank you for coming in and kicking us out and insulting me in front of my fans. That was awesome. And then he comes like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. No. Hey, no, I wasn't insulting. It was I was a joke. You're a comedian, right? So you get jokes. I was just joking. And I go, that was hilarious. That was so funny. I'll have to use that.
Wow.
Really good one.
Comedian wannabe class. Yeah. He's like,
I just could not believe that.
It's like his go-to with every opener he's ever been across. You're the first one to confront him. He's like, wow, maybe I shouldn't.
Wanna be a musician? Wanna be...
Wanna be choir it member?
Is, you do get a little bit of that as a comedian where people are like, yeah, I'm just going to go say some crazy stuff to him. That's but what they like, right? You're like, well, yeah, it has to be funny.
That's so what I don't they know. Like.
Maybe don't if it's not.
Well, that's, yeah.
Cool. Okay, triggered. Derek, you had a nice untriggered weekend or...
Yeah, no in-laws are down. Nothing crazy.
Good. Keep us posted. I was just going to say maybe a fun thing way to wrap up was just on that bit there, just talking about bits we're working on. I don't know if you have any you're working on, but that was the one I got a, I don't know. I was trying to talk about how now I'm just famous enough to where I get nervous to go certain places like the doctor's office because it's filled with like white girls in their 20s and 30s. Yeah. Because I definitely got a full body check by a girl who I could tell, like, you follow me on the internet. So.
Yeah.
And anyways.
That's pretty fun.
And I tried to, I didn't seem like to strike a huge chord, but maybe, I don't know if you guys feel this way. Like, I'm old enough now and married long enough that I'm like more, I prepare more physically for like a doctor's checkup than I do my own wife. You know, I'm like, I don't need to shower. Let's do this. Versus like, I'm like, oh my God, I wore these panties to. It's like they have cartoons on them. This is, I'm going to be embarrassed.
Well, that's a versus Katie. Issue. Yeah, versus Katie. That is a separate issue that we
I got
need
like
to...
influencer gifted all these really nice underwear, but like half of them had like Ren and Stimpy on them. And I was like, I don't care. And so, yeah, we know. I'll walk around.
I'm slowly Katie's, replacing
them. Yeah, she's like, what do you think this is doing for me? You've got Spider-Man on your butt.
You're 30 years old.
This isn't helping. And then you take that off the dermatologist. I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
So sorry. And you used to be on my Patreon, so you know. I'm not even into this.
I don't know if it started covered as much because maybe not that many men have embarrassing panties, but
yeah.
It was decent.
Yeah, no, that's fun. I have recently been noticing Rachel, and I think this is common with most girls. Katie, let me know. She loves ordering a salad. But with fries, is that a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I've been noticing that. That's, there might be something there. Something else that I realized recently is, like, when I first wake up in the morning, you know, like, my face is puffy, my eyes are, like, you know, still kind of shut. My phone will not recognize me. Like, I can't unlock my own phone. But then I just roll over and just look at Rachel. And, like, that's what she has to wake up to. You know, just, like, that's, like, poor girl. Like, my phone has standards, but Rachel doesn't.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Katie, any bits you're working on?
Anything you're working on, Katie?
Just sleep.
The last line to Mood Swings video.
Oh, she was proud of her Mood Swings performance. Yeah,
that's good.
I felt like my...
Pretty good.
Let me know. I think my acting skills are getting better. I do have to be directed by Trey.
I have to direct her off camera too, just with, can we get the volume up a little?
We were doing a funny bit yesterday when we were at the airport, because we were like tired and annoyed and we were kind of like, you know, like buttons on the remote, right? So it's like, mute, volume down, actually just off.
it was in the midst. I was so tired and she just kept talking at me. I don't know if you, when your girl just kind of gets going. I was like, Katie, I've known you long enough. I love you. I need you to please stop talking.
I was just really in a chatty. I was just telling all these stories and this and that.
So I jokingly went mute and she just goes off. And she was so proud. Pretty funny. Cool. I think we're good. Happy birthday, America.
You did it, Ben Franklin.
Like, subscribe, get your tickets. Love you guys. Have a great week. Wish us luck on my marathon.
Yeah. Correct opinion.